we'll see. It's going to feel good to have him back out there, though, tomorrow. We didn't really do too much today. But, you know, yeah, it feels really good when you have your complete unit out there.
After not playing a whole lot the first two preseason games, everybody get ready to play quite a bit here this week?
Yeah, we're expecting to play quite a bit more than we have the first 2 weeks. But that's how it goes for the third preseason game. And I think, you know, starting wise, you know, we're pretty much clicking right now. We're playing pretty well. And, you know, just got to pull a full game together, and we're going to work on that on this next coming game.
Has it been at all difficult for you guys with the whole quarterback transition and all the attention on that?
Nah, it actually gives us time just to focus on what, you know, we need to get done. The attention is off of us for the most part, so, you know, we can hone down and really focus on, you know, being better than we were last year.
Do you guys care to the rookies behind you?
I think they're playing well right now. This past game, we didn't play too well. We bust some coverages and play some bag techniques, but, you know, that's all part of learning and, you know, becoming a pro. So I know, you know, both of them will bounce back this week because, like I said in other interviews, they're so eager to learn. They're so, you know, eager to soak up information. So I'm expecting a lot more.
You talked in the offseason how you thought the defense could be better than last year. Now you've been through camp and a couple preseason games. Do you still feel that way? You feel even more that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I feel more because at this point last year, we were still, you know, trying to find things out, figure things out. You know, right now, we figured them out. You know, we know who's going to be out there, and we know how we play well with each other. So, you know, we're much further ahead than we were last year, so it feels good.
TJ, with those young guys and that learning experience from the last game, how much do you let the coaches handle kind of those corrections, and how much do you and Darian take upon yourselves?
You know, anything I see, I'll try to give them that information as soon as possible. Just make sure that it matches up with what coach wants them to do. But, you know, as soon as I see something, I try to give it to them.
TJ is a defensive player on this team. What do you look for in the quarterback for the Broncos? Do you want to get you just going to protect the ball so that you guys can go out there and work?
You know, that's part of it. Any quarterback, you want somebody that's not going to turn the ball over. But, you know, as far as looking from the defensive side, we want someone that's going to come in and be a competitor, you know, make plays when, you know, you don't see plays there to be made. And just compete, you know, from whistle to whistle, from quarter to quarter, and give it everything you got and be a leader, you know, at the same time. You know, I think that's what, you know, a good quarterback is made of.
At least early in this preseason, we've seen you play closer to the box. You got that sack in the preseason game. Is that something you looking forward to?
I mean, I've been doing that my whole career. It really – actually, that sack, I wasn't in the box. I was actually a deeper safety. I just had coverage responsibility on the running back, and when he blocked, it allowed me to, you know, add to the rush. But, you know, whatever Coach Wade wants me to do, whatever he feels that he needs me to do, I'm going to do it, and usually I'll be close to the box.
Get amused at what Wade describes as a blitz, like he kind of goes back and forth.
Yeah, I've seen some of his arguments on Twitter. No, they're funny though, but you know, Coach Ray, he's going to tell you exactly what it is. He's been doing this for so long and at such, you know, a high level with his defenses. I'm pretty sure he knows what a blitz is and what's not.
Why are you a mentor to these younger guys? Why is that important to you? Because a lot of vets, did you not have that in early years?
You know what? I didn't. I did in a capacity, a small capacity, but my rookie year, my first 2 years, I was kind of already the top guy when I got to Cleveland. So it was a lot of older guys leaving in, transitioning to retirement, other guys trying to win the spot over me. So I really didn't get that, you know, big brother kind of feel, and that's what I want to give to them.
Your defense is going to see the number one overall pick, Jared Goff. Any sort of message for the rookie?
You know, we don't talk too much except when we out on the field. I think he knows what he's up for if he even gets to see us. He might be twos or threes, but hey, the league knows. We don't have to say too much.
All right, thanks, TJ.
Thanks, TJ.